IHOP National Pancake Day. They call it Pancake with a Purpose. We got some folks who know all about making pancakes. We've got the VP of Culinary from IHOP, Chef Neville Panthaki, and also this year's winner, who we'll get to in a moment, talking with Starla Chapman. But Chef, tell us, what is Pancake with a Purpose?
Absolutely. So, for 60 days, you can go into any IHOP and you can donate money that supports a few of our charities that we affiliate and associate ourselves with. These 60 days start in January and end at the end of March. However, on Tuesday, February 27th, you can go into any IHOP from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Our guests will be served a order of a short stack of our signature world-famous buttermilk pancakes. And all we ask for guests in return is to donate, consider donating money towards these charities that we partner with, specifically the Children's Miracle Network, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, as well as Shriners.
Well, we know about the Children's Miracle Network hospitals, and you've got with us a chef who spent some time there. Also, tell us about your winner of this contest.
So, this year is IHOP's 60th anniversary, and this year we wanted to do something special. What we did is we actually partnered with the Children's Miracle Network, and we had children from the ages of 6 to 16 submit their dream pancake. Out of the several hundreds of submissions, we shortlisted to three, and the three then came to our corporate office in California and cooked their signature pancakes for a judging panel. One of those winners is here with me today, and her name is Starla, and I want to have Starla introduce herself.
My name is Starla Chapman, and I'm 9 years old.
And Starla, what is the pancake that got you this success?
Oatmeal raisin cookie pancake.
And where did this idea come from?
Well, one day we were making oatmeal raisin cookies, and the day before that we were making pancakes. So I asked my mom to put some of those ingredients in there in the pancake batter, and then we made those pancakes.
And how did they turn out? I bet pretty good, huh?
Really good.
Very good, actually.
That's an interesting thing, Chef. I guess as somebody who kind of works for ideas for IHOP, this really takes sort of two iconic flavors and kind of melds them together.
Absolutely. Again, on so many different levels, this was a delicious creation. Not only does it take our signature, famous buttermilk pancake batter, but we added some raisins, some oats, some cinnamon, a little bit of sugar, and then we cooked them off really light and fluffy on the griddle, and that just, that smell and the aroma is fantastic. And we put a little cream cheese icing and some vanilla ice cream on top, and that just even made it so much more better. So, the toppings and the inclusions, I think Starla's pancake was not only symbolic of her style and her personality, it was simple but fantastic, but at the same time, I think it came through as a very delicious creation.
Well, a lot of times things that you create, food is something about comfort, about family, and here's a recipe that they've had before passed down, and they've just kind of gave it a new spin, updated it to the current times.
I couldn't have said it better myself, and that's what IHOP is about. It's about connecting. It's about family. And again, for National Pancake Day, we want friends, family to come in, enjoy a delicious stack of pancakes on us and donate so that we can continue to support families in a local community where all these funds actually do go to support families like Starla and others.
Starla, how many of these pancakes can you eat in one breakfast?
Maybe five.
Wow. Whoa. That's good. Of course, when you add some of those extra things, Chef, you talk about, you kind of slow down a little bit. You got to enjoy all those flavors you talked about.
Absolutely.
What fun is it to be able to work with IHOP, Chef, and create some of those different things? You obviously have the standards that people expect, but your job, I guess, is to keep things fresh. Where do you come up with those ideas?
That's a great question. Thanks for asking that. We look at a lot of different things. We obviously look at what's happening in the marketplace. What are some trends and what are some unique ideas? But we also just go back to those comfort, nostalgic, family-oriented recipes. The great part about IHOP is that it is so familiar. We have over 1,700 locations, and it continues to be the leader in breakfast. And that allows us to serve. Just a little bit of a tweak to our pancakes can be served all day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just something as simple as putting ice cream on a pancake can be considered even as a dessert option. So it's a great canvas for us to play around with. We don't have to get so wild and crazy. And as you can see, Starla's pancake is a reflection of that familiarity, but with a little bit of a twist.
Right. I can't help but say Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity to you this morning. That's all
right. Touché. Hey,
well, we appreciate your time this morning. Starla, thanks for your great recipe. And Chef, are we going to be able to find that recipe anywhere, or how are we going to know about the pancakes?
So, you know, that's a really great question, and we are working to sort of get that out there into the field. This recipe obviously was something that we came up with in a very short period of time, and we weren't ready to provide this across the 1,700 plus restaurants we have. But we are working hard to get this out as we speak.
Sounds great. And of course, they can go to Pancakes with a Purpose to find out more. But again, on Tuesday, that's the day that people can stop in and get that free short stack of the great buttermilk pancakes from IHOP. Thanks for both of you for joining us this morning, and happy baking.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thanks.